News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today we're in studio with Allison Prince from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison, hello and hello. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Haven't seen you in the new year.
I know. It's good to see you. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah. What's going on with United Way right now?
Well, of course, it's still, you know, people all the time think that, oh, it's after the holidays and the campaign's over. And that's not really the case. Our campaign goes year round. So we're always raising money and it's always working to impact our community. We do that through partnering with nonprofit organizations and providing grant funding to them in order to provide direct services that impact education, financial stability, and or health. And so one of our partners is with me today and was going to talk a little bit about how they're working to impact health, and that's Crystal Crowell. She's the executive director of Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. So I'll let her visit a little bit about some of their programs and how they work to impact the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, Crystal, welcome in.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for having me.
And Allison said the long way to say it, but BV CASA right? is what most people know about or know it as.
We sometimes get confused for the other CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates, but we are the Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
So. Okay. Excellent. Well, what's going on with BV CASA?
Well, right now we're especially after the holidays, we kind of ramp up a little bit. We see a lot more people coming in who need help, who want a screening, who feel like they maybe have a problem with abuse or addiction, with drugs or alcohol. Some family members who, you know, call in sometimes and say, what can we do? You know, we have a family member we're concerned about. So we definitely get a little busier after the holidays come around. One thing, you know, I really wanted to kind of talk about today is something that United Way and the community helped to support, which is our substance abuse screenings. And that's really our first point of entry into getting help. So we provide free screenings to anybody who needs them. They just call us. We set up an appointment. A screening is a one-on-one kind of discussion with a licensed chemical dependency counselor. And that person then determines, just through asking questions, getting a little bit of history, determines their diagnosis, if they are dependent or if they need help, and then they'll refer them to the proper program to get that help.
And that's obviously a huge step for someone to even make, is to admit that they might have a problem,
right,
or question that they might have an issue. Mm-hmm. And so how do you guys kind of make people feel comfortable and really encourage them to take that step, even if it may be you're really not, you know, right, you don't have an issue or it's not that bad yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot of different ways people come to us. Sometimes they get to a point where either CPS is involved, you know, with their children, or they're in trouble with the law and they come to us that way. And sometimes people just walk in off the street and say, I think I have a problem, I need help. So what we really try to do, first of all, is through funding, because we really have no funding to provide these free screenings, but it's important, we think, to provide them to anybody who needs them. So through United Way's help, through the community's help, fundraising efforts, we're able to do this. And we're able to get people in more quickly by being able to fund somebody who can see people. So one, we try to get them in as quickly as possible, because when someone says they need help, you don't want to make an appointment for a month from now. You know, you want to get them in right away. And so we just try to make sure we're in a, we maintain a non-judgmental environment. We make sure we're very open and welcoming. It's something that can happen to anybody. You know, we see it from all the way across the spectrum, all different people, walks of life, socioeconomic status, people who have money, who don't. It could be someone who had surgery, who had a problem, and they just got addicted to their pain pills and they feel like they can't do it, you know, can't kick it on their own. So, you know, we really just make them feel comfortable by making sure we're not judgmental. We are understanding of the problem, and just let them know that that's why we're here. We're here to help them and give them the tools that they need to get off of that.
If someone's interested in getting a screening or in trying to help a friend or a family member and set one of these screenings up, what is the best way to go about that?
Really, all they need to do is call our main number. It's 979-846-3560. Anytime during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, or they can leave us a message and we'll call them back. They can also email us at info@bvcasa.org. And we'll get right back to them. And that's just really the first start. We'll set their appointment and get them in and see where they need to go from there.
And besides the screenings, what else are you guys really kind of working on right now? Any big projects? Any besides like the fundraising we talked about and stuff like that? Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, really, I mean, you know, just you know, so people know kind of everything that we do. We do the whole spectrum from prevention in schools, coalition work. You know, we're working with Blinn right now to help with binge drinking and things like that. We do education in schools. We do education for workplaces. If anyone's interested in that kind of thing, we can always set that up at no cost. And from that, we do youth treatment as well for people 13 and up who need treatment, who need assistance, who need help. Even if they come into the screening and we find, well, they're really not dependent, but they could probably use some education at least to prevent them from becoming dependent. We can do just education. So we do kind of the whole spectrum from prevention all the way up to treatment.
You mentioned Blinn, and it kind of triggered mm-hmm. a thought that we've had a couple of deaths in the college community
right.
Just within the last 6 months. What have you guys seen as a big change, maybe even from 5 to 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Especially with youth and with college age? Because that mm-hmm. is such a big part of our population here in the Brazos Valley.
Right. I think that a big trend right now and something that's really changed is the use of opiates, painkillers, you know, Vicodin, things like that, that maybe either they get or they find in a cabinet somewhere, or they buy on the street, or they get from their parents' cabinet, you know, just because they didn't throw it away. They may have used some and didn't, you know, didn't end up using them all, so they kind of get into it. And that, you know, opiates are extremely addictive. And a lot of times with college students, if they use it with alcohol, that's what can really cause that deadly effect. And so it's something that can happen with first-time use. You know, it's something that people can get addicted to. Sometimes we see deaths when someone is addicted to an opiate. They get clean, and then they go back to using it. But they go back to using it at the strength where they stopped, which is way too high, and their body can't take it. And, you know, that's when they kind of go into overdose. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today before we let you go?
I think that's pretty much it. Just we're always looking for community support, volunteers, anything. If anyone's interested in getting involved with us, just you know, send us an email at info@bvcasa.org or give us a call at 846-3560. And we'd love to have the community be a part of the organization and help us whenever they can.
And what's a good website for people to go to if they just wanted to get some more information that way?
You can go to bvcasa.org.
Okay.
Pretty simple. So we have all of our information on there and all of our programs if you want to learn more about that.
Great. Crystal, thank you. Allison, anything else you'd like to add today about United Way or any of the organizations you guys are dealing with right now?
Yes, particularly with BV Casa. You know, it's one of those things that impacts our community, whether or not we want it to. And even more personally, impacts our most people's lives. Typically, people know someone that they love or that they care about or that they've lived with or something like that that has struggled with an addiction. And it can be completely devastating, not only to a relationship, but to job performance, to just overall personality, to see someone suffering with that. And so to know that there's this resource in our community and for us to have a part in supplying this resource or providing this resource in our community, we're really proud to have that. We want to end alcohol and drug addiction. We want to end health issues across the board, but we know we can't do it alone, and that's the importance of United Way and working together with other nonprofits, that we take these big community issues and we work together to address them. So we really appreciate the partnership from BV Casa as well as all of our other 17 partners that we work with, and know that when you support United Way, you're not just supporting our work, you're supporting all of our work, working collectively to address community issues and fight for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in the Brazos Valley.
And then what's a good website for you guys in case anyone wants to find out more info?
Of course, it's uwbv.org.
Thanks again to Allison Prince from United Way of the Brazos Valley and Crystal Crowell, her guest today from BV Casa. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.